Well, God bless you all, and here I am in my pajamas.
Thank you.
Bless you guys. So it's been a wonderful week, and I had a wonderful Christmas day. You know, I just love Christmas, and Maya was, well, I'm not too sure actually if I was more excited than Maya or if Maya was more excited than me. But anyway, I've got to share this one little thing. I had some wonderful gifts, but Danny and Amber came, and they came with this huge box. It was about this long, about this high, and but it was light, and I couldn't think what it was. And anyway, so I started to unwrap it, and it was a box inside a box, but this box was about this long and about that wide. So I'm thinking, and Danny and Amber are very practical people. When they give gifts, it's very practical. Last year I had a deck chair because I love the sun. So when we go to the seaside, I don't like to pay for a deck chair, but it's one of those that's very low to the ground so that you can tan your legs without having to sort of sit in a chair like with your legs hanging off the side. So I'm thinking maybe it's a canopy, but no, they wouldn't buy me a canopy because I like the sun. They don't want to shade it. So anyway, I finally open it, and it was a Mary Poppins umbrella. So it has, the handle had like a parrot, and it was navy blue, and it said, on it, practically perfect in every way. And I had tears. I thought it was amazing. But, you know, the remembrance that, yes, all right, that was linked to Mary Poppins, but every time I look at that, I know what God has created in me and what his desires and his heart is for me. That I am perfect in every way, in God's eyes, right? That he made me who I am to be. That I love him and I love myself. That if we can't love ourselves, then how can we love someone else? And sometimes it's really hard, because to love yourself, you are the biggest critic. You know, you see your faults and you see your mistakes, and so it's so very hard. But God was showing me that we are perfect. We are practically perfect in every way, guys, because God created us, and he created us in his image. So we have every enablement. We have everything that we need to move forward with God. And so as we begin to love ourselves, then we can really love others, and we can show them what that love of God really is. You know, you all know I'm a morning person, right? So to get up at 5 a.m. is no problem for me, right? Sometimes I even beat the alarm clock. Lawrence doesn't do mornings.
Sometimes he even beats me.
I even beat him before he even comes to bed some nights. Well, some mornings. But come nighttime, I'm not a nighttime person. And you know, it's funny how God brought us together. Because we're on call 24 hours. So I can do the morning shifts, he does the evening shifts, and no one gets left out. Brilliant. So this morning, I get up and full of the joys of spring. I'm very talkative and loud in the mornings. You know, I've had a good rest. I get up all vibrant and can't wait to start the day. And Lawrence is there. And then I've got four boxers. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, I wish I could just crawl back. It was freezing this morning. Ice on the car. You know, frost on the roads, and I get up and it is freezing, and I'm saying, okay, God, you've got to really fire me up now, because I just want to crawl back in that bed. And this was what he hit me with. I'm going to share it with you. My voice is Psalms 5, verse 3. My voice shall thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. And then Psalms 88:13. But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer prevent thee. And I just got one more. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, when we rejoice, as I say to you, now there's a lot of people, especially with this virus and everything, that aren't waking up in the morning, that aren't being able to swing their legs out of the bed, stand up and thank God for the day. And I thought it was really wonderful that Kim Hiley done the communion again tonight. You know, we're coming towards the end of a year, and for some people it's been a tough year. But for others it's been a great year, as Michael shared. And so, you know, we want to get the encouragement that when we call out to God, he hears us. You know, whether we're praising him, whether we're praying to him, whether we're asking him for direction, whether we're asking for healing, whatever aspect we call out to God for, we always have to remember that he hears us, whether it's morning, noon, or night. You know, our prayers don't go unheard. And the power of the prayer. So when we wake up and we lift our day to God and we invite him into that day, you know, that stays with us. That fire burns within us. So I finally get in the van and I go off to work, and obviously they all know what I'm about at work, but this morning I walked in and the pharmacist was there all on her own. A couple of people had rung in sick, and she just looked like she was going to break down and cry. And as I walked in, I didn't realise that she was there on her own, but I was just walking, I say, morning! And she said, oh, I just needed to see you this morning. She said, you know, you have those people you come in contact with that lift the spirit. She's Spanish. She's beautiful. And then you have those that just suck the energy out of you. She said, but I look forward to coming to work in the morning knowing that you're going to walk through that door and boost my energy. She said, well, we really need to pray right now. She said, because I'm the only one here. And as I thought she was joking at first, and as I looked around, I said, where is everyone? She said, well, one's running sick, one's hurt her back, somebody else isn't coming, and I can't operate on my own. So I put my deliveries to one side, and I started to help. I downloaded the prescriptions, and I started to help her. And as I was, I started just really lifting her with words from God, just saying that today's going to be a great day. You know, we got to be real positive here. You know, just because it's just me and you, we can still conquer all. And as I was speaking these words, you could see like the heaviness lifting. And she got so blessed. And just as I finished saying that, somebody walked through the door and she said, somebody rang me to come in and give you a hand. She'd come from another shop and it was her day off, but she'd come in to give a hand. And Thori looked round at me and she said, see, that's how positive you are. That positivity goes out, she said, and then we get the blessings. She said, so you keep positive and you keep buzzing, and she said, we'll all really have a great day. And it turned out to be one of the best days, and there was only three of us. Absolutely brilliant. So, you know, we do have an effect on people with the words that we speak. And, you know, those words come from God. So when we're walking by that spirit and we are listening to God. Now, also we had Amber this week. So Amber's messaged me and she said that she learned a big lesson from God this week, because she has a neighbor upstairs and he's been a little troubled and he has a few mental issues. But she sat there one morning and she really felt inspired to go and buy him some fruit. Really inspired. She said, I said to Danny, you know, I think he's had Christmas all on his own. I want to go and buy him some fruit. And Danny said, are you sure that that's God showing you that, or are you just like using your heart? Because you know, sometimes our hearts rule our head. So anyway, she said, no, I believe it's God. So she goes off to the shop and she buys about £20 worth of fruit. Grapes, apples, oranges, all of it. And she takes it upstairs to the flat up above and she knocks the door and she says, hi, she said, I've brought you some fruit to say Happy Christmas. And he said, I don't want your fruit. She said, but it's a gift. He said, I don't want your gift. And he slammed the door. So now she comes back downstairs and she says to Danny, he doesn't want it. She said, but I was so sure it was God showing me to take him this fruit. So anyway, she was a bit perplexed by it all and she messaged me. And I said, maybe it's you that needs the fruit. You know, the way that God communicates to us sometimes. It's not that we do anything wrong. Because it always, we always have to make that initial step. But as a child, we learned from our mistakes. When we walk by the Spirit, we can also learn by our mistakes. And it turns out that she did need the fruit. The fruit was actually for her, but she just missed it slightly, thinking it was for the neighbor upstairs. And she said to me, you know, she started to eat this fruit, and after a couple of days, her whole body felt different because she'd ate so much rubbish over the Christmas. She felt very yucky and you know, just didn't feel right in herself. So by eating the fruit, you know, it just helped her, the vitamins and everything that the body needed, she got from this fruit and she was buzzing. So, you know, I said, see, Amber, we don't make mistakes when it comes to God, you know, and it's learning. Like, yes, we are human as well. Even though we have that spirit, we walk by that spirit, but sometimes our heart rules our head, you know, and your heart was to bless and to give to this guy, but God was actually showing you that it was you that needed the fruit, not him upstairs. So it's just as well he shut the door on her. So, you know, when we are doing those things, never hesitate. Just follow it through, because see, there's no wrongs or rights when it comes to God. And if she hadn't sort of gone forward and done that, then she wouldn't have had that fruit which her body needed. So we can learn, and the more we practice, the more we start to see that it's God showing us what to do, rather than us, you know, thinking that it's us. So it's important that when we're walking by that Spirit, that we begin. Some people would just get that thought and then not do anything with it. But she followed it through and it turned out that the fruit was for her, which was a huge blessing. So, you know, they came up today and we had a really great fellowship with them. And she was sharing about her mum. She's been sharing the word with her mum, getting really excited because her mum's very historic. You know, she could tell you what happened in England 40 years ago or 60 years ago. You know, she likes to follow the history. And she was talking to them about, not the Big Bang, what was it? About the revolution. So she was asking them where we came from and the Big Bang and all this stuff. And Danny was sharing with her, you know, there wasn't a Big Bang. And they continued to have a good conversation for about 2 hours. And then they said, and then Amber said, you know, Mum, people just need to repent. And she looked around and she said, yeah, well, when we're gone, and she went, oh, Amber said, oh, you've decided you're coming then. So she said, yes, I think I am, actually. She said, like, there must be something to this. She said, because you guys, Danny and Amber, have changed so much. And I can see God working in your life. And the funny thing was, after that, Amber's sister posted on Facebook, we all need to repent. So even the sister's turning on as well.
She's rough, isn't she?
And she is a bit rough around the edges, but,
young.
You know, she's young, she got three young children, and to come from an unbeliever to a believer, she just said, it's time that we all repent. You know, because the time is short, no one knows the time or the hour, but Christ is coming back and we are going to spend an eternity together. So when we get up in the morning, You know, we want to make sure that we're crying out to God. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. See, it's God that leads us and guides us. It's God that encourages us. And as we continue to, you know, be faithful and follow those actions, we're going to have one really great year ahead of us. And I'm not sure when Christ is coming back, but I do know we are all ready, because he made us perfect in every act, absolutely every avenue of our lives. So we love ourselves, and then we can love others, loving God first. So bless your hearts.